The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. Coming up on Life Today.
God's will being done on his earth in this kingdom, because the kingdom and the king is in us in resurrection power. So we can spread that love, and that's what we do together.
Join James and Betty as they encourage every believer to work in harmony with God's heart.
It takes all of us together, God's children together, to accomplish what God wants to do in this world.
Well, this is very unusual. Betty and I just got through doing shows on Christmas Shoes and Smiles, and we were talking about the children when we met them overseas and the different challenges that we saw. We went to feed, as you know, we feed tens of thousands of children basically every day, and you help us do that, and we drill wells, well over 8,000 now that we've drilled for families for the rest of their life and provided them clean, non-contaminated water. But Lord knows that we notice. We just see them, and we love them, and we care about them. And really, we didn't look at their little feet, but one of my friends came up to me who was a supporter of our ministry for some time, and he's a businessman. He said, James, I found shoes that sell quite expensively, very popular and very similar, that we can make for children. If you'd like to give children over in Africa that don't have any shoes to wear, and have you ever noticed they don't have shoes? And you know their feet are sores, and do you have sores and cuts? And we can give them shoes for $3.60 a pair. How would you like to do that? And I talked to you about it. I talked to our staff. I talked to the missionaries, and they thought, well, you know, we want to give them food and water. But yeah, they need shoes. And boy, did Christmas Shoes and Smiles become exciting. And we're doing it right now. What does it mean to you, for one of our supporters, to notice something that even though we were in the midst of the suffering we were dealing with was so great and so intense, and so obvious and made world famous, starvation and contaminated water and dirty water and lack of water, that we didn't even notice their feet?
Well, you know, James, I think about it, it's the family of God working together, knowing that God has a special thing and wants something special from each one of us. He designed us that way. He gave us different gifts. And when each one of us notices and recognizes and God shows us the gift that he's put within our hearts, why not express it as the family? Go come together and let's do it as a family and let God say, yeah, I like that. Because we love it when our family does things together.
Well, and it just thank you. Because we have given now hundreds and hundreds of thousands of shoes. And the idea that I don't know who came up with it, one of our missionaries, Betty, you might have come up with it, or one of my staff, but they said, let's give a little shoe to hang on the Christmas tree as a Christmas ornament. And so we've given now all different colors. I'm looking at four different colors here, and these all come in a package, four of these little ones. You have several trees. One of them is about a 6-foot tree, maybe.
Full of the shoes.
Yeah, it is. It's just weighted down. But you got two or three little trees, and we just keep getting shoes because we will give quite well to every gift that we ask for, to whether it's water or food, whatever it is, or just simply spreading the gospel, keeping television outreach and all online outreach. We love doing it. And I just want to say thanks to that wonderful friend. You know so well how much we love you, and to all of you who have helped us literally put God's loving arms around those who suffer and watching it totally change everything, saving kids' lives, stabilizing them, and even getting them in school by moving the feeding into the schools. where both boys and girls will go. They need the food. So these are the wonderful ideas that are planted in our hearts, sown by seeds of love from people just like you. And then all of you who watch, you enable us to do it. Let me just talk to you. And I told my staff, I said, I want to sit here and talk to our viewers just like we were sitting in their living room. I said, can we just have a private conversation with you? We are 81 years old, been married over 60 years. I've been in ministry over 60 years, ministered all over the world. But what happens to you when you get the age that you are hearing about so many friends who've gone on, so many lifetime friends, so many people that were famous that you knew about, and they're gone, just one after the other, maybe starting in their late 60s, their 70s, you get up into your 80s, you notice more and more leaving. You have to wonder, as you have challenges and so forth, and you have to wonder, well, how long are we going to be here? Well, of course we wonder about that. Betty and I have, because of the prayers and the love of people like you, what appears to be a supernatural relationship, but also a supernatural, let's say, a walk in not perfect health or absolute divine health, but in God-assisted, prayer-assisted health. And we think we're going to be here for a long time. Here's what I want you to know. I want you to know that what we've been doing is not leaving with a person or a personality. What we put in place is in areas of legitimate need, effectively meeting legitimate challenges, needs, and problems. And it works. We don't ask you to support anything that doesn't have God's love in place. Families called by God to be missionaries that take their families across the ocean, that take their families halfway around the world and plant them in the midst of that suffering because God sent them and set them there. And they homeschool, take their kids through it. I've watched it. They're there in the missionary overseers in those countries. They've planted their lives in the midst of the suffering. And when one area is dealt with effectively, they move to another where the challenges are great. But the miracle is, and this is what the missionaries told us, when we saw how effective what they did was, we said, we want to stay here and we want to help you. And they said, please don't. Please don't. Please go back home and see if you can get us support so we can stay here. Betty, we did that.
Yes.
We had to come back and sell some things. We were building a media center that I'm in right now. I'm sitting in it. It laid on the ground for 3 years, tilt-up concrete, because we didn't tilt it up, because we took all the money for everything that we were trying to do, and we sold things that had been important to the ministry. We sold anything that would give us some money to start taking care of those who were starving, those who were dying, those who were thirsty. And we ask you, would you like to help us? And Betty, we did not know. Were we amazed?
Absolutely.
Is it indescribable what we've watched those viewers do to put God's loving arms around the Overlook?
Absolutely. You've been so generous with your love and your gifts. Thank you so very, very much. It takes all of us together, God's children together, to accomplish what God wants to do in this world. And you've been so helpful in that. Please don't stop. We continually need your help. It's not about James and I. It's about God's purpose. And this is how one avenue in which He wants to be effective, James. He wants to serve. He wants to help people and to use us to do that. So thank you.
Well, you know, I've always been effective in my preaching. I'm always received, and I'm received by young people. I'm received by teenagers. I'm received by children. Anywhere I've ever been, they receive us. But we do know that the majority of the people who watch Life Today and watch our program, we know that they would be older. They would certainly be over 50. And then we notice as we went through our 70s and into our 80s that we had a tremendous amount of our viewers who were in their mid-60s, their 70s, and some in their 80s, which we thought, boy, that's old. Well, here we are.
Here we are.
And it is old. But Betty and I don't feel old. I mean, maybe sometimes I say, well, physically, don't you feel older? Well, certainly we do. We can't do some of the things that we used to be able to do. We don't even want to try. But Betty and I have been blessed with the fullness of life and joy. And we've been blessed with grandchildren. And our children have wonderful spouses. And our grandchildren, wonderful spouses. The marriages, we have a daughter that's in heaven that left three teenagers here full of God. We're such a blessing. And I'm telling you, the joy that we have thinking about Robin being with Jesus, I know I heard her say right after she left, Dad, tell everyone, don't miss this. Tell them, Dad, don't miss this. And that's a girl that was really looking forward to having grandchildren. When her three children got married, she knew what was coming. How many grandchildren does she have now?
She has six right now.
And another coming.
Another one coming.
Seven on the way. And she's seen them all from heaven. Okay. So see, we go through the things that others go through. We feel the same load, the same heaviness, the same weight, the same concerns. Here's what puts us in a unique position. God has put us in a place. And really, one of the reasons we're in the place is because of people like you. You have looked and you have seen a need that's been effectively met, and you have amazed us. The thousands of water wells, the hundreds of thousands of children and their families whose lives you've saved, stabilized them, got them healthy, till we even started school feeding, which was a novelty in those countries and so many of the remote areas. So we get them to go to school because they get a good, healthy lunch. So this is just the love of God. And we can do it because of people like you who say, I see the need. I see it can be met. Yes, it can effectively be met. And you've got it in place. Well, here's what I want you to know. It's going to continue to be met. It's not dependent upon me and Betty. It may be dependent upon what we've put in place and the workers that we've worked with. But it's there because it works. And the people have put their lives there. It's the very way God chooses to work through yielded vessels. And he supports those yielded vessels by people who are filled with love and who release their resources and their treasures for kingdom treasures and kingdom accomplishment, for kingdom impact. God's will being done on his earth in this kingdom, because the kingdom and the king is in us in resurrection power. So we can spread that love. And that's what we do together. Here's what I want you to know. We're finding out that many of our viewers and our supporters are getting older like we are. Some of them older, but many of them are older. And many of them have estates. They have resources that, with wisdom, they have established. And with the blessing of God and others, and what they did was effective, well, their resources grew. And they've got very large estates right now. And some of them even said, we're looking for places to leave it. And some have said, we're leaving ours. And some who've left their estate. And I say, thank God. And sometimes it's quite large. Not as large as I know is there. But I know that everybody says, what's my estate going to do? Well, may I make a suggestion to you? How about put your estate and some of it to work now? Because if you leave it to Life Outreach and you leave it to the outreaches of life, they are in place and they don't depend upon a person or personality, but upon what was put in place by the love and direction of God and the support of people like you. They're in place. But you know, Betty, we are wanting to do the will of God. Would you join us in that? Because Betty and I right now are making gifts larger than we might have thought of, because we're watching it work. And I get to see it all over the world. And we bring it to you so you can see it. How about considering giving some large gifts out of your estate? We've got people that are doing that. As a matter of fact, they're the ones that suggested it to us. Said, why not watch it now, not after you're gone? Father, you just take what I'm sharing and you apply it to the hearts that hear you. and the hearts that beat in harmony with yours. And Lord, flow freely your love to the places where people have planted their lives to be an oasis of life, to be a beacon of hope as great mission workers. In Jesus' name, every missionary has to have our support, our prayers and our support. Would you just pray about it? We have someone on our staff that can answer your questions about estate planning and about utilizing your estate. His name is Vaughn Peak. You can simply go to that number there, call, say, I'd like to speak to him, or I'd like to have him call me. If we can do anything to help you, help others, other ministries. We're not talking about us. We're talking about doing the will of God and help you do it effectively. We'll be glad to do that. But I do want you to pray about it. Pray about putting your estate and the blessings and the resources God has blessed for your oversight, putting it to work, releasing the river of love and life to every nation on earth. Release the gospel of the kingdom, not just in word, but in deed, to every nation. Jesus said that's going to happen before I come. Betty, God is showing us some ways that we can literally release a channel through which God's love and truth flows freely to every place on this earth. We'll be telling you more about it. And we're going to need your help to do the things God puts before us. But would you just pray about what I've just said to you? Thank you for just letting me share. Just like if we were sitting around our home or yours, I would tell you these things that we can do together because it's been amazing. Betty, it has been amazing what our viewers have let us witness all over the world.
Well, it is. And we can do so much more if you continue to share with what God's given you and blessed you with. Ask God what He wants you to do with the blessings He's bestowed upon you. Thank you so much for your love and your prayers.
And let me just mention that I'm looking down here at these little shoes. This is the little shoe. If you make any gift, we're giving little Christmas shoes. And there's four of them here that come in a little package. There's two different shades of blue and a red one and the yellow. And that's for a gift of $100 or more. And you can give 10 children shoes for $36. For $72, you can give 20 children shoes. Would you do it? And could you give smiles? $500 is cleft palate surgery, facial surgery. We give shoes and smiles for Christmas. We're doing that now. You might want to listen to this wonderful doctor that is over in Africa. Just listen to the heart of this man, and let's see if we can't give some smiles for Christmas and some shoes.
My name is Dr. Joseph Leuri. I'm a surgeon who does many operations that include the repair of cleft lip and palate deformities.
Okay, let's pray. We pray that you're going to guide us through this procedure to enable us to get a good correction. But also,
cleft lip and palate deformities are very common in Kenya. And for the cleft lip, the child has a split lip, usually the upper lip. For the cleft palate, usually there is a hole in the palate. Once they are born, there is quite a lot of effect. Usually when someone sees a person with a deformity of the face, it's very conspicuous. And that kind of brings a lot of shame to the family, and a lot of children tend to be hidden as a result of that. The cleft palate has a more challenging functional problem. Because children with cleft palate have problems, difficulties feeding when they are young. And because of that, children usually have malnutrition when they are young. Repair of both of these deformities are able to forestall all these type of problems so that a child who has a cleft lip that is repaired is able to live a normal life. And when someone has a cleft palate, the function of that child and the social interaction and also opportunities are better when all these are repaired at a young age. We'd like to thank James and Betty and the Friends of Life Outreach International we believe that their support would help us to reach more children and be able to treat children with cleft lip and cleft palate. But we know that there are very many children that are not treated and they are out there in our country. This type of intervention is going to help treating these children, and these children will be able to grow normal lives and be able to access opportunities of life just like any other child in our country. Thank you. May God bless you.
Betty, I can't even describe how much I love those little children. I want to see every one of them that can't smile. And, you know, a lot of times I think if you can't handle their food and drinks and so forth, it's just, I just want to make them well. And we can. When I say we, it's us together. We show you a need that only God's love can meet, and He flows His love through channels of yielded human lives. We become a channel of blessing, just like Jesus did. And He lives in us. Betty, I want to put a smile on all their faces, and I want to put shoes on their tiny little feet because they're precious in His sight. You know, Betty, I'm getting older. I don't know that I'm any more sensitive, but I'm as sensitive as I've ever been to the needs of others. And we have shown our viewers a legitimate need that can be realistically and effectively met. And it's in place to keep doing it. Nothing will stop it but us not releasing the river of life and love with the resources and the support essential to carry it out. We can reveal to you the challenge and the need and the opportunity, and you're the one that makes it happen. I pray our viewers see that.
I do too, James. And you know, I was sitting here thinking, I remember the first time we were confronted with a child that had the cleft palate, and they had no mirrors around them, but he liked to look at himself in one of our cameras, and he backed off. It frightened him, and he wanted to run and hide. And I think that must be the way with many of these little children. They don't want you to look at them. They're ashamed as they grow older. And, you know, I think about newborn. When you first see a newborn and they come into this world, you stand waiting and wanting, and you're watching every moment to see that first smile. It's worth it all. It brings joy to the heart. We want these children to smile and not be ashamed of what they might look like. Please help us do that again and again. There's so many needs out there. And then to put shoes on their little feet to protect their feet. How precious is that? How wonderful is that, that we can help them to walk safely and run around and play safely?
Well, it's as simple as you go into the phone where you could call for prayer and say, I want to give two children smiles and make a $1,000 gift. Would you make a gift? Think about it. $36, you can give 10 children a pair of shoes. Think about that. $72, you can give 20 children. Or a $1,000 gift and 275 children get a pair of shoes. Would you reach out and touch someone with the love of God? Please, right now, use your bank card like a check. Go online or dial that number, but make the great gift of love. Thank you for giving shoes and smiles for Christmas. Make that call and that gift now. Thank you so much.
Poverty is a killer, and because of it, children needlessly suffer not only from lack of food and clean water, but also from a lack of things we take for granted, such as a healthy smile or a protective pair of shoes. Far too many children living in extreme poverty have never owned a pair of shoes, and while that may seem minor, walking with bare feet puts them at risk of painful infections, injury, and life-threatening diseases.
But this Christmas, you can bring hope and healing. Your gift today will help provide new shoes for 150,000 children in time for the holidays. And for some children, a beautiful new smile. Your gift of $36 will help provide shoes for 10 children. $72 will help provide for 20. $180 will help provide shoes for 50. And a gift of $500 will help provide a cleft surgery, restoring a child's smile forever. As a thank you for your gift of support, be sure to request the beautifully crafted yellow crystal shoe ornament, a treasure to display each Christmas. With your gift of $100 or more, you may request this keepsake set featuring four of life's colorful crystal shoe ornaments. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,000 or more to help provide over 275 pairs of shoes or two children with corrective smile surgeries, and you may request the beautiful bronze sculpture Lion of Judah. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
You know, I can't hold up the smiles, but these little shoes, and I call it cute, cute little feet, you have no idea how happy these children get. I was amazed. And when I saw what their feet looked like, and I saw all the damage that the surface had done, and I saw the infections, and then I saw children that were dying because of the infection. Hookworms kill many of them, come through their feet. So thank you so much. Thank you for helping us hold little hungry children, give water to thirsty, give shoes and smiles to those who never thought they would smile, to parents who thought their child would never smile. Thank you. Thank you for helping. Please call or go online until you get through and release God's love and let us know how we can help you share what he's trusted to your oversight. We want to work as a family, his family, the Father's family, nature's God. Don't we have a wonderful audience?
We do.
You are so wonderful. I wish I could see you. Thanks for watching.
Chart a purposeful path, creating a legacy of love and hope for future generations. Call or visit Life Planning Services today.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.